right. It is Wednesday, and it is a great day because Tommy Claus has arrived here at Sharp Facets right here on the radio with us on WLMA. And, of course, Tommy Claus is Tommy Tumlin. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Can you give us a few ho-ho-hos? Oh, that wasn't bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, the only thing is, we are doing a video of this, and Tommy didn't dress in his uniform. But that's okay. That's okay. I've got the hat on here for today.
You did great.
Okay. Now, we are going to be talking all about this great fundraiser that you have started, gotten involved with. So many people help you out on it. Lander University's big, big part of it. But I want to talk first about, Tommy, you have been here in Greenwood. Did you grow up here in Greenwood?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you've always been here in Greenwood. Your family has always been big into celebrating the holiday spirit.
Sure.
I heard you were a third-generation Santa Claus.
That's right, very third generation.
Now, how did this start?
Well, I can remember going back home in Clinton with my grandparents and stuff and hearing them talk about my dad's dad that did it, and just it worked down.
So there's something in the genes. Is that what you're telling
me?
Sure, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, you have played Santa Claus at the mall. You have been a big part of a lot of going on with Santa mm-hmm. Claus all these years.
Sure.
And you say that anybody can have the spirit.
Yeah, the spirit comes within yourself. You first got to love others and love yourself, and it'll just eventually come out if it's in there.
If it's in there? Okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, we are going to be talking all about what's going on with Tommy Claus here. Coming up this Saturday, they are having a toy run. It is going to be at 2 p.m. It's sponsored by the Bikers for Christ and the Straight Shooters Motorcycle Club. Begins at the Civic Center, ends at Joel's Carpet on Montague, which is where the toys are being housed. And, of course, the toys actually will be given out on December 16th and December 17th. You have to have an appointment. We're going to be talking all about this. But, Tommy, how long have you actually been doing this toy giveaway?
We've been doing it 8 years.
And it hasn't always been in Joel's Carpet.
No, it was up under my mom and dad's carport for a long time.
Now, what made you start this?
Well, I can go back as my dad preaching on a mission project, and it started that. He challenged us to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, Christmas.
Yes.
And it started there, helping a family. I used to go get Christmas trees off the farm in Abbeville to go give to people in the neighborhood.
Wow. Now, but what made you decide that this is how you would do it? I mean, there's lots of different things you can do for Christmas. And on top of that, you can get involved with a lot of different projects there are. There's some great projects out there
sure.
to help.
But it's a spirit thing. It just happened. It's hard to explain.
Now, did you used to choose a family and help a family
sure.
for Christmas?
Sure.
Yeah. But you said there was a particular story that really came home to you.
Well, there's a lot of them, but there's one about the little girl, Wendy.
Yeah? Tell us a little bit about that.
I can remember we went to Greenville at this little thing for abused children one time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this little girl, Wendy. She had, well, there was three kids.
Okay.
Two little boys and a little girl. Well, they told us that they had been abused and stuff. And we went in, and the little boys, little boys, they got their trucks and they were playing, but the little girl didn't come in at first.
And you were dressed up as Santa
mm-hmm.
Claus? Okay.
And they put me in a chair.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing this little red-headed girl. She was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Little dimples and...
4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she kept looking, and she ducked back.
Right.
Look and ducked back. And I can remember she run up to me, and she put her hands on her head. She said, by God, you are real.
Okay.
And I said, yeah. And she looked at me with the saddest eyes. She said, me not getting nothing for Christmas. I said,
that had to tear at your heart.
Oh, man. And I had a big old Raggedy Ann doll in my pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled that out, and I call it the jack-o'-lantern effect.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that little face go from sad to lighten up, and she just got all over herself, and She wasn't really getting my lap, but she got up to me. She gave me a big hug. She grabbed the doll, and up the stairs she ran. And I'm saying, whoa, what's the kid?
Ran away just like a dog with a bone,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
And I could, in the case, after I was crying up under the bed, she said, the caseworker said, come with me. And we walked up the stairs. This is a nice place where they brought them for the, I don't know what all they did for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that little girl in there now. Stroking that doll's hair. Smiling. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
That is the spirit of Christmas.
I got home and I talked to my dad. I said, Dad, we pray that she'll find a home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was adopted.
Wow. And that's kind of where things you just decided you needed to do something,
sure,
on a bigger scale.
Bigger scale. It's got to get done. If I fail, these kids in Greenwood fail. That's why I got one of the greatest universities, the greatest people out here that helps me. We've got to get this job done.
You know, one of the things I like about what you do, Tommy, is that it can be used. It doesn't,
sure,
have to be brand new. And I think that is so, so, so neat, because so many times they want a brand new, unwrapped, this type of thing. But you're saying, hey, these kids wouldn't have anything anyways.
I've seen these kids, on some of them, take a toy and just treat it like it's a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I mean, it's a piece of plastic,
right,
but it brings joy.
And that, you are so right. It's a piece of plastic, but if a piece of plastic can bring so much joy, you know, and children are the ones that they're always mesmerized, and they're always, they believe.
Yeah, when we don't.
Right.
They have faith.
Yes.
They know it's there. They have a more awesome spirit of Christmas than we do. I mean, we sit around here and, oh, I dread the holidays. It's money. You miss the whole of the event.
Right.
It's forgiveness, love, family.
Yeah, you're right. And we get so wrapped up on it. And, you know, I think this is so important, particularly in our economy that we're in. It is tough out there for families right now.
Sure.
I'm sure you're getting lots and lots of calls of people that are saying, God, I can come get a present for my child here. I'm sure they are just, and you've got stories about people that just, when they are coming to pick up the toys, that just
can't believe.
Can I share
something with you?
Sure.
I've got one little boy that I do is my next door neighbor. You know what he asked for Santa Claus to bring him on Christmas Eve?
No.
You're going to laugh.
Okay.
McDonald's French fries.
Well, I think I've got a better story than that. We've helped out do Christmases, and for one family up in Ware Shoals, they had a list of things that they wanted, and one of the things that the little boy wanted was lemons.
Cool.
Lemons. And we bought a bag of lemons. I was like, okay, we'll buy a bag of lemons. And we actually took and delivered the stuff. We opened up the car, and there was the bag of lemons. And we had all kinds of other stuff.
Sure.
And the little boy just said, lemons, and took that bag and was perfectly happy.
But in most idea of Christmas, what does kids play with when they open things? A box?
Yeah, quite often, yeah.
I mean, a box.
Yeah. Well, we have taken our kids, I think, to a different level today. We have, there is so much beyond that, but for children that don't have things, this
we have
is
to meet it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to get done. If we fail them, as a community, we fail, because if we don't show them we care, and I'm just going to be honest, the streets will, our police department will babysit them later on.
Sure,
but it's time to make a difference. If you can show a kid you care, and you can turn them around and say you can, where they've been saying you can't,
mm-hmm,
then they got a future. They got to start to go to college. They got to start to make something out of themselves.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want.
Absolutely we do. We want this. And so this is why you've been doing this for 8 years now. We're going to talk about how it started under the carport, how it's right now up there at Joel's Carpet on Montague, how you got,
sure,
to that. And when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Hey, if you've got a question for Tommy Claus, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. After all, it is the spirit. One thing I do want to tell you, they do clean up the toys, and they have someone that repairs them. So if you've got a bike, any of these things that you're looking at and saying, we could just toss it, maybe Tommy Claus could use it, right?
That's right.
That's
we'll
right.
Get it fixed.
Absolutely. So don't you go away. We'll be right back. If you want to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
Monday, happy days. Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll with you.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We do have Tommy Claus, a.k.a. Tommy Tumlin. Normally we'd say it the other way, but I think he's really known more as Tommy Claus than he is as Tommy Tumlin. Mm-hmm. He works over at Lander University. Lander University has come on strong with helping promote and collect and do good things for our community. But first, before we get back to Tommy, I do want to tell you, price of gold is up today, folks. $1,744 has fallen back just a little bit, but don't let it slip away. This price, $1,744, great price to be selling. You know, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, we buy the gold, we buy the diamonds, we buy the silver. We buy, if it's a nice piece of jewelry, we'll pay you more. Don't get fooled. Come to Sharp Facets Gallery. Get the most bucks at a time when you need it the most, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Well, now we're going to get into a little lore of the St. Nick, the Santa Claus, the Tommy Claus. You know, one of the questions, in fact, I discussed this on my show the other day, is how can Santa travel the world? They say that it is virtually impossible, but Tommy, what do you say?
Okay, let's start back from the beginning, okay? You got to start from the beginning.
Okay.
First of all, you got to look at the man, St. Nicholas, a German man, that actually had a sleigh with horses, not reindeer.
Okay.
That did good for children. He was a toy maker.
Right.
And he come out with what we got in the stockings today. He got to figure out, how can I put the toys in there?
Right.
And he did. He come up with what now we call the stockings.
Sure.
And he loved the Lord, and mm-hmm. that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he loved people.
Right.
But he did more amazing things. So you got to start with the real man.
Okay.
And now you got to understand and separate the facts from the fiction of it.
Well, this is the problem, yes. So mm-hmm. how do we separate the facts from the fiction?
Simple.
Simple? Okay,
simple.
I'm looking forward to this story because I want to believe.
You got to understand, first of all, let's look at the fiction of it.
Okay.
How man has made it. Santa in a sleigh and a reindeer.
Right.
We know that reindeer really can't fly. They glide.
Okay.
And you got to understand, and you watch any of the Santa Claus movies.
The Tommy Claus movies.
okay, you got me. And understand, how can one man get around the world?
And we got so many children and so many homes and everything, yes.
Well, this is my theory.
Okay, we have Tommy's theory coming up, folks.
UPS, FedEx, the Army,
yes,
and different countries to get him around the world. Because he has help.
He has help. Well, I think that probably could be the point that we were missing here.
Because we know that there are 3 descendants of Santa Claus today. One's in Canada.
Okay.
One is in America, and the other one is in Australia. And I've looked it up. I've done all this study.
You've verified
it? Yeah. That if you look on the Wall Street and see SCS, that's the Santa Claus Corporation.
Santa Claus Corporation.
And they're toy makers. They own Toys R Us and everything else. So you can't say there's no Santa Claus people, because yes, it is.
Well, I am glad to hear this because, you know, there's a lot of rumors going on around out there, and you know, it just kind of makes you wonder. And I think believing in Santa Claus is very important.
Because there's always spirit.
That's right.
A spirit of giving, a spirit of Santa Claus. You know, it was Jesus that gave us the gift, God that gave us the gift first.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa Claus is like God. He's giving.
That's right.
He's just an example of us in the holidays.
You're right. And, you know, I think it's truly terrific, Tommy, that you're out there giving in our community, trying to get everybody involved in this. You know, one of the differences in what you do, as I've said before, is the fact that it doesn't have to be a brand new toy.
Sure.
It doesn't have to come in a box. It doesn't have to come with the instructions if you don't have them anymore. Maybe you had something and maybe one of your children said, it's okay, but they just put it aside. Some other child would sincerely love to have that toy.
It's to make a difference. That's the key, to make a difference in a child's life. Because there's two things in this world you can't fool, is a dog and a child. They know who love them.
Right. Yes.
And you know, you got to get on their level. That's why I'm like a kid. I mean,
you've
I love
like
these
that.
Kids.
You've been like that
you
for a long
me
time.
You know me a long time.
I do, Tommy.
At Cross Creek Mall, how I used to decorate Christmas there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was good times there.
It was good times.
And I'm doing an advertisement for Cross Creek.
Yeah. Now it's the Greenwood Mall.
Greenwood
but, yeah,
Mall,
but
hey.
They certainly have
but
changed.
But everybody's got to get Christmas spirit. We got to crank it up, folks.
Yeah, I know.
We got to cook up Christmas. Let's go.
I think this Christmas, it has been a little blah so far,
but
hasn't it?
But you know what I've come up with?
What have you come up
with?
What have you come up with?
You notice how the good Lord put Thanksgiving and Christmas together?
Yeah.
Come on, think about it.
Right.
First we give and be thankful.
Right.
And now we give in love. See, families can't even get around a table today.
That's true.
They watch TV. They can't have time for one another.
You're right.
When you got to cut that TV off and spend time together. Kids, get around there and listen to your parents and just have a family time. My mom cooks for all of us every Sunday. And we get together and we have one heck of a time.
Yeah. Well,
and we sit and talk.
Yeah. Well, the art of conversation certainly is going by the wayside with texting and emails and all this type of stuff. So, but let's talk a little bit more about Tommy Claus.
Okay,
let's get back on Tommy Claus here.
Sure.
All right. You are going to be doing this the 16th and the 17th. Now, you started under your carport 8 years ago.
Sure.
How many toys did you give away the very first year?
Very first year, we did about 300 toys, maybe.
300 toys. How many did you do last year?
Wow. We had over 3,000.
3,000 toys.
It had to be. I mean, wow.
That's a tremendous increase in just 8 years, and it is because of the community support. Yep. And all these toys just look great. Even though they're not brand new, they look great. And one of the things I was thinking about, Tommy, I'll bet if somebody out there could donate batteries, you know, batteries are so important with all these toys today.
Especially with them train sets we got.
You got train sets this year? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of possibilities here. Everybody should get involved. If you know a family that's struggling and has children and might not have heard about this, tell them to call 229-0137. That's 229-0137.
First come, first serve. I mean, you know, we can't beat around and say we'll do this or do that.
Right.
If you want the good toys, come and get on the list. That's all I can say. Because I don't put everything out at one and let it go. We learn as we go.
Yeah. You got to space it out a little bit.
Yeah, you got to space it out.
Sure.
Then on Saturday, this is what I'm going to do this year. I did it last year. When all the appointments are done,
right,
we put it out and they can come get it because I start fresh every year.
So if you would like to see somebody that you know is having a tough time, make an appointment. Call 229-0137. That's 229-0137. You will be able to go inside and pick out a toy for that special child that needs that toy. Mm-hmm. If they have a family and they have two or three children, they could pick out three, I guess, for three different children.
It depends on how many toys we inventory, the team does, and we just got to get toys. We got to get them.
That's right. You know, right now you told me you're running kind of low right now.
Sure.
You've only got about what?
About 200.
200, and last year you had over 3,000.
Sure. I mean, they brought them. We went and got them. The lady that helps me in Anderson, Debbie, she won't be helping me this year. And we got a lot from her up there with the Shriners part that she's in. And I'm going to miss her. And she did a great work for us. And I wish her well.
Absolutely. Now, do you have any drop-off points around the community or just the ones
at
Lander?
Well, the ones either at Lander or they can make a point with my mom or drop it off there. We have a lot of people bring it at the house.
Okay.
But we actually start the calls for the appointments tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay,
yes,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Mom's starting it tomorrow morning. Miss Betty.
Miss Betty. So first up, the first person to get in there and get the appointment gets to check out the good toys. Now, and you don't let everybody in at once. It has to be by appointment.
Yeah, by appointment.
So that you have the opportunity to really look things over. Hey, we are here with Tommy Claus, a.k.a. Tommy Tumblin. We're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and we have Tommy Claus in-house with us. That's right. And, you know, Tommy, you just want everybody to get back in the spirit of Christmas.
Sure.
You know?
It's got to.
You know, we just, we have kind of gotten away from it, haven't
we? Sure. We forget. We got to remember.
Don't you think some of that is because we've been through such tough economic times and our whole society is so beat it up now. We don't even let little kids be kids anymore, do we, really?
No, not really.
Yeah.
It's like we've forgotten, but we have to pull. We got to learn to pull together, for one thing.
You know, and one thing
and
I
love.
Have to say about Greenwood is that Greenwood is a very, very giving community.
Sure.
Anytime there is anything that I have ever seen where somebody really needed something, people come together and pull together and make it happen. And I know this year, more than probably any other year in the past, we need to make sure that all the children in Greenwood County do end up with a toy or toys for Christmas. And this is a great way. I know how many people have a box of toys, and you look at it, what are you going to do? Are you going to take it here? Are you going to take it there? Well, why not consider Tommy Claus as the place it should go this year? The toys are going to be given out on December 16th and 17th. We're actually going to set up a box here, so if you want to drop them by, you can do that. Businesses can get involved. You told me Old Navy gives you some gift certificates.
Sure.
And all that stuff adds up for kids for Christmas. So why not get involved with this great project? It really, you know, the beauty of your project is if you've got a toy or a bike, or you said you even take old Christmas trees too, right?
Sure. If they're preparable, we can get them to them, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're looking for a great place on what to do with this stuff that you have and you want to buy new or something different, why not give it to Tommy Claus where it'll be recycled and reloved?
Reloved, that's the name of the game.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are all into recycling. No sense in throwing it away or throwing it in the trash. If it's in decent condition and can be cleaned up and recycled, they will do it for you right there with Tommy Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, if you'd like to contribute money, I guess you could do that too, couldn't
sure.
you? Yeah.
Same address. Tommy Claus, 116 Clark Avenue, Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649. Speak to Miss Betty. She'll take care of it.
Okay. So give Miss Betty a call, 229-0137. Was it last year or the year before your mom had a heart attack over the
last year?
I mean, she really did, folks. Yeah, she's doing okay now, though, isn't she?
She is loving the holidays. She's better than ever.
I mean, she's...
Wow, that's all I can say.
It's better than ever. Well, that's great. Well, this is a time, if you know somebody or if you're listening and you're trying to figure out how you're going to provide Christmas for your children and you just don't seem to think that the dollars that you can do it, why not sign up? You can sign up starting tomorrow, 229-0137. That's 229-0137. Call for an appointment. It will be on December 16th and December 17th. And December 16th is what day of the...
That's to be a Thursday, a Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, yes. And but if you have toys, they desperately need toys.
Definitely.
For this. Yes. I mean, last year they had over 3,000. Right now, here it is. Tomorrow is the 1st of December. They only got 200.
200. We need them.
You need them.
I want to say this, too, while it's off my hat. December the 14th, Zaxby's, and thank you, Zaxby's, is having Lander Day. If you go in Zaxby's and eat, it's for the community and the students. and mention Tommy Claus, they're going to give you a discount, and they're going to give me 10% of all the
wow.
things of that. And I'm so happy. Thank you, Zaxby's.
That is terrific. Now, I know one of the things that you are really excited about this year, because it's hard for Santa Claus to be in so many places.
Sure.
Tommy Claus to be in so many places, is that Lander, the sororities, all the kids over there at Lander are coming together to help you out.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about what they're doing.
Well, you got some that are raising money. They're having a sorority war.
I love it.
To raise money for us. The goal $5,000.
Wow.
That we've got some that are shop for me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some that help me in any way I need. We got a lot of sorority. I can't name them all because
sure.
they have them named. But
sure. But I mean, the big problem is that you have a full time job at Lander too.
Sure.
And this thing has grown and grown and grown.
And I appreciate my bosses. They're
yeah.
great. Dr. Ball, like I said, I can't say enough about Dr. Dan and Ms. Marge. Merry Christmas, guys. We love you. And I'm inviting everybody, come to Lander and check us out. If you want to come to a good place, come see us sometime. We'll be glad to have you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that is an important part. They've just opened up that brand new athletic.
Man, that thing is awesome.
It is awesome.
Jeff May did a great job. Congratulations, Jeff. He's a great guy.
He is.
I tell you, Mr. May is awesome.
So you, of course, are excited to be able to bring this to the community. December 3rd, the weather's supposed to be nice on December 3rd, which is this Saturday. Starting at 2 p.m., it's going to start out there at the Civic Center. All you have to bring, it's sponsored by the Bikers for Christ and the Straight Shooters, and anybody else that would like to come ride in this, tell them to come on over.
Oh, yes, please.
That's right. So it starts at the Civic Center. It ends at Joel's Carpet on Montague there. And, of course, they will be collecting toys. I've seen them go riding by when they have the toys on the back
sure.
of the motorcycle.
It is so cool.
It is so cool.
So come on, bikers. Come on out.
Come on out
and bring some toys. Thank you.
Absolutely. New toys, used toys. That's the deal. It doesn't have to be new. Of course, if it is new, if you're out there and you get the spirit and you want to pick up a few extra,
that's
they'd appreciate
too.
It. That's right.
We want to make Christmas fun.
Right.
We want to get it back to what it used to be.
And it doesn't have to be all the Xboxes or the
no.
Game Boys. You know, kids used to play with regular toys and board games.
Tonka trucks,
yeah.
Fire trucks.
Yeah, I think, didn't you see something there that you liked as
a
toy?
Oh, yeah, the little jet plane. But you know what really the kids love, and I've watched the parents, them little trucks that you make the noise.
Right.
The ambulances, the Caterpillars and
all that. Yeah.
They love and action figures and Barbie dolls. Oh, the girls go crazy over them Barbie dolls. And the dress-up clothes.
Sure.
We find out really what really goes.
And so
stuffed animals does not do it.
Stuffed animals don't.
We just can't turn them.
Can't turn them. But,
I'm sorry, but we just...
Okay, so you'd rather not have stuffed toys.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather have that plastic toy.
Oh, yeah. it goes. Go plastic.
And in the end, it can be recycled if
sure.
it's tore up. So there you go. So now let's see. Who else? Let's see. How about Joel's Carpet on Montague? How about them for coming on board? Weren't they your next door neighbor or something?
Well, they're my backyard is right there, and he's going to kill me because he don't want no recognition. But Joel, you're awesome. Thank you.
Right.
And if you need any carpet or anything, go see him because he does a great job.
But you were getting ready. How many years ago was it you were getting ready to do Christmas and he came over the back fence?
It was about maybe about 4 years.
Yeah.
And he come over there and he said, oh, you're doing Christmas again. I said, yeah. I said, man, we got a lot going on. He said, something just told me you can use my business. And that was, I'll never forget, he handed me the keys.
That was pretty big.
And that was amazing. I mean, I was like, what? And they've been so good to me. Even the guy that owns the shop next to him with the automotive,
mm-hmm.
them guys are great. I don't know their names,
but they help.
They've
you
been
out.
Helping too, and I thank them.
That's right. So this is your opportunity to get involved. You know, I'm sure you're going to be out there, whether you're buying something or you're looking at a box of toys. Maybe your grandchildren have outgrown and they just don't like them anymore. There'd be another child. Now, what age group actually is this for?
Actually, we're not putting an age on it.
But, I mean, for
babies, we take them, you know.
But,
I mean, mostly
five and on up. So if you have a child, like I said, if you're a grandparent, and maybe this is what I was just thinking, maybe there's some toys sitting there they're not using anymore, you'd love to have them. We're going to have a box set up right here at Sharp Facets Gallery, so you can come by here and drop them off. We also, of course, there's places at Lander. There's going to be a place at, what did you tell me, Facets? Who is any businesses that are going to be?
I've got to find out about that.
Okay.
I know they'll help us, but they hadn't contacted.
They hadn't, okay.
It's just kind of early.
It is early, but it isn't early.
No, that's true. That's true. You're right.
So, but there will be drop-off points around here.
Do it at Joel's, too.
At Joel's, right there on Montague.
I have a box there, too.
So that'll be real easy to drop them off. And, you know, if you've got a truckload of toys, I think all you'd have to do is call 229-0137, 229-0137, and they would make a way to get them picked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll Maybe not it. For one or two, but for a truckload, they'll be there.
Sure.
Okay.
We got a lot of work to do, short time to do it in.
That's right, and they've got lots of elves to help them. Lander University really has come on strong with this, Tommy.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it without them.
Because I got to say, I've got the best job in the world. I love them guys. I mean, from every department, I can't say enough about them.
Well, you've been there 10 years, and that's really a statement to that.
And to see them, I mean, you know, for them to come up to you, the student, and say, "Hey, Mr. Tommy, we love you," or "How you doing?" or smile.
Right. That means a lot.
Or the staff just coming up there and saying, "Tommy, you're the best," or something like that. It's just remarkable.
It is. Well, we are here with the original Tommy Claus right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Do want to remind you, you may have heard this little ad that we're running on the radio, that we are going to, on Friday, on Giveaway Friday, we are going to be giving away one ticket to win the Cobra that Piedmont Tech is raffling off the tickets for. So if you'd like the opportunity to be included in this, you got to come by Sharp Facets between today and Friday at 12:30. I'm cutting it off. Put your name in the hat. See if you can win that $100 ticket that we have purchased to give away. So come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Come by, sign up for the raffle ticket. No charge. No, don't have to buy anything. Just walk in the door and sign up today. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about Tommy Claus. Put on your thinking caps and see how you can help out, how you can get involved. We'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll.
Right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass, and we are having a good time here today, just trying to get everything done. Just found out, I do believe, we are going to have Michelle Bachman on the show today, on the show Friday morning, and Ree needs to come and make sure we get our video going here. I don't think it's the video's going there, Ree. If you could make sure that we are recording this, because we want to do this on YouTube with Tommy Claus. So how about let's check that out. So Tommy, we are here. We are getting ready for the big event, which just happens to be the 16th and 17th of December.
That's right.
If you have any items you could help donate to make for a very special Christmas for kids that just don't have anything, it really would mean a lot to Tommy, and it would mean a lot to those children out there.
Definitely.
That's right. So why not find something. You know you have something at home. You might have a bicycle that you say, oh, I don't want this bicycle anymore, but you know what? A kid would love to have this bicycle. So go ahead and give them a call if you need to find out where to drop off, 229-0137. Poor Miss Betty is just working herself so hard here.
She does a great job.
She does do a great job. She is. So come on out and make sure that you are helping out on this project. Tommy, I know you are excited about the fact that the season is here. This is something that takes a lot to get going and a lot to follow through. You've got a great staff helping you make this happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
So this Saturday on December 3rd at 2 p.m., they're going to have the Bikers for Christ, and Straight Shooters are actually sponsoring the bike run. It's going to be a great Saturday for that. Starts out at the Civic Center and goes to Joel's Carpet on Montague. That's right. In fact, lots of toys, lots of things that you can do to help out. You know, one of my ideas, the batteries.
Sure.
I mean, batteries are something that kids need. If they've got a motorized toy, it needs some batteries.
Batteries.
That's right. And there's nothing, and not only that, you don't have to contribute a toy if you just like to contribute some money.
Yeah. We'll shop.
We'll shop.
We'll shop. I mean, you know, we'll do it.
Absolutely.
Got some great places out there.
Absolutely, we do. So give them a call. If you are a family, though, that is looking at this and saying, I don't know what I'm going to do for Christmas, I don't have any idea how I can provide, one of the things that you could do is give them a call. They want you to call them, 229-0137, to set up an appointment for December 16th and December 17th.
And another thing, if they cannot give, just a support.
Right.
I mean, just a support of what we do.
Right.
I mean, everything happens for purpose, and everything, it goes together.
Right.
I mean, we need everything we can get.
You're right.
To get it done. And that's just what the motto is, get it done.
Get it done. Get her done, absolutely.
Get her done.
All right, well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I did just hear that we are going to have Michelle Bachman on the air with us live at 7:40 in the morning, Friday morning. This is going to be a very special Isle of Ann show. Let's start off a little early. But I have wanted to get this interview with Congressman Michelle Bachman, and she is going to be on the air with us. So I certainly hope you will put this on your calendar to tune in a little early, 7:40 in the morning. We will be talking with Michelle Bachman. So excited about that. Got a lot of work to do between now and Friday to be prepared to ask her the questions. If you have a question that you would like asked, why not send us an email to WLMA@WLMA.net, or you can call us 229-7984. That's 229-7984. All right, well, coming up, Tommy Claus. Tommy, what have you got to say to us as we finish up here today? What would you really like people to know? You've told us your story about how much it meant for that little girl, Wendy. You've been Santa Claus forever, if I remember correctly. I think you were telling a story the other day about sleeping in a Santa Claus.
Oh, I did that when I was very little.
So did you have the mini Santa Claus house?
It was cold in old mill house over there. I stayed with my cousin, and he did it some, too.
Right.
And I just remember just putting on that jacket and kind of keeping warm. I was real young then.
Yeah.
But it was a part of it all.
And you believe in Santa Claus?
You better believe it. I do believe. He's real.
He's real, and he lives in the spirit of all of us that are willing to let it come out.
Well, people, let it come out. Get out of your closets, and let's get Christmas going.
Well, the parade is this Saturday, mm-hmm. This Sunday, right here in Greenwood. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be in the parade?
Oh, I'll be at the warehouse because I'll be dressed up, but I'll be at the warehouse because we have to get everything squared in and stuff
right.
And get it ready.
And of course, you'll be getting a lot of donations, I'm sure, on Saturday. And I guess somebody will be there on Saturday probably all day long. Saturday might be a great day to drop off stuff if you're out running around to just drop it by there at Joel's Carpet right there on Montague. Correct?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have this come together. Last year, they had over 3,000 toys and whatnot that they had there. This year, it is November 30th. Now, tomorrow's the 1st, and you really don't know what all the Lander Group has already started to work on. But you would like to get the community support and raise more than 3,000 gifts for this year.
I'm doing my plea. Please, Greenwood, come on and help me. We need to get this job done. And I'm grateful. I don't want the credit. It's not mine.
Right.
But I just want to help children, and that's what it's all about.
All right. Well, we will get this job done. You can be part of it, whether it's a toy that you have at home, whether it's an old bicycle that you have at home. Make sure you tell them about it over there at Joel's Carpet. You can take it by there. If you need some directions or you need some help, you can call them 229-0137. That's 229-0137. Remember, starting, it's tomorrow, right? They can make appointments.
Sure.
Starting tomorrow, call to make an appointment to be able to go through the warehouse and pick out that special toy for your child right there on Montague. So 229-0137, 229-0137.
And you know something else? Give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Come and talk. We love to hear what you think about what we're doing. We want the truth. We keep records. We just want the blessing, that you're blessing, that we're doing the right thing.
Sure.
Because that's all we know how to do.
Well, you know what? Well,
and I want the community's blessing. I want people to understand. I want it to open book.
Sure.
To see what we're doing. We're not sitting on toys. We're not doing this. We're doing it for the children and the children only.
And there's a lot of children in our area.
Sure. And one thing about it, just the thing that gets me is when I'm sitting at home after Christmas Eve and I think about that Christmas morning, how I used to be, how you used to be.
I'm still the same.
And just look about the facial expression, like, he did come.
He did come. That's right.
But I want to share one thing with you, can I?
Sure.
The little next-door neighbor of mine, Jack Simmons, I've been doing his Santa Claus the last year. It was after Christmas, and my boss lady come up and said, Tommy, you got to do one more. Well, I said, okay. I come out in the suit, and there their little Jack stood.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I have to get in home. So I said, thank Tommy.
Hold on a second. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Go ahead.
And so I took the beer and threw it in the house, and I went over there. I said, look, little Jack, here's his jacket and pants. You want to try it on? I said, he changes pants and suit at my house all the time before he comes. He said, it is? I said, sure. Try the jacket on. He put that big jacket on, and he put the pants on. I said, man, isn't that cool? He said, that's cool. I said, phew.
So you can be another
one. Out of it.
That's
come
right.
On.
Yeah,
well, Christmas can be humor, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is the spirit is what Christmas is all about.
Sure.
And we have seemed to have gotten away from that, and we have gotten wrapped up in all the different issues here where it's really just about the kids.
Don't let it be a burden. Let it be a happy time.
Absolutely.
A burden is something you carry around, and it's just not get anywhere. But remember, when you put up your Christmas tree or you put up or see a decoration, always think of the goodness of it.
Absolutely.
The goodness of people. Think of more things good than more things bad.
That's like looking at the glass half full, isn't it?
Sure.
Absolutely. Tommy Claus, a.k.a. Tommy Tumlin, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Help
Merry
Tommy
Christmas.
Claus, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, dear.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.